Steadfastly the will must toil thereto, till efforts end in ease, and thought has passed from thinking, shaking off all longings bred by dreams of fame and gain, shutting the doorways of the senses closed by watchful ward. So step by step, it comes to gift of peace assured and heart assuaged. When the mind dwells self-wrapped and the soul broods cumberless, but as often as the heart breaks wild and wavering from control, so oft let him recurb it, let him rein it back to the soul's governess. For perfect bliss grows only in the bosom tranquilized, the spirit passionless, purged from offense, vowed to the infinite. He who thus vows his soul to the supreme soul, quitting sin, passes unhindered to the endless bliss of unity with God, with Brahma. He so vowed, so blended, sees the life soul, resident in all things living, and all living things in that life soul contained. And whoso thus discerneth me in all, and all in me, I never let him go, nor looseneth he hold upon me. But dwell he where he may, whate'er his life, in me he dwells and lives, because he knows and worships me who dwell in all which lives, and cleaves to me in all. When a man sees everywhere, taught by his own similitude, one life, one essence, and the evil and the good, hold him a yogi, yea, well perfected.